Chapter 3, Old Goober. "Let's go," cried Jamal.
"Hold on a second," his mom said.
She began filling Jamal's backpack with stuff from home. "Why don't you go put your bathing suit on?" Jamal raced into the bathroom. He put his bathing suit on under his shorts. When he returned, his mom was ready to go.
"Okay," she said as they walked outside.
"Look at the map. Where do we go first?" Jamal took out the map. At first, he didn't know what to make of it.
"I get it," he said. "We're at the first X. The dotted line goes between our cabin and the one beside us. Then it goes toward this circle thing."
Holding the map out in front of him, Jamal began to walk. He pretended there were dotted lines on the ground in front of him. Ahead, he could see a round, fenced-in area. Inside the fence were horses.
"This looks like the second X," he said.
"That's right," his mom replied. She made a clucking noise with her tongue. A brown and white horse came trotting over.
"This is Old Goober," Olivia said. She fished a carrot out of the backpack.
"He's going to be your horse for the week. Why don't you try feeding him?"
Jamal took the carrot. His hand was shaking.
Old Goober gently took the carrot from Jamal's hand. His teeth and tongue were huge.
"There's no way I'm riding that horse," thought Jamal.
Old Goober stuck his head through the fence. Jamal felt the horse nuzzle his arm and he jumped back. His mom laughed.
"Come on, let's find the next X."